Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I am Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we believe things are a powerful force for good. And we're working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by things. Thanks for joining us.
That one feels very corporate, but yep. I was surprised when I saw just which corporation the sustainable future belonged to.
I was also surprised because it's not only kind of surprisingly bland, but not at all techie.
Yeah, I would have thought Procter & Gamble maybe, or before I thought Microsoft?
Microsoft!
Like, and this isn't a criticism. What? I'm just like, huh, wow.
Yeah. Well, great job, guys.
You'd love to see it. Powerful force for good.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, this is the slogan specifically for the Microsoft corporate social responsibility.
Good point. Slug. Yeah. So yeah, there's a tilt to it. This isn't the slogan up on the side of the building.
Although it's a combination I now see of innovation and corporate social responsibility. So look at that. They got a lot of slogans. We could do Microsoft for like 6 straight weeks.
The rehabilitation of Microsoft is just fascinating to me.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Tom and I being of the same vintage.
Did you happen to see the Microsoft earnings report today, as we're recording this today, where Windows revenue was declining, and that was just sort of a side note?
I mean, right? Like, ooh,
they were like, but look at Azure.
Yeah, they're like, that's fine. No big. We barely even need that anymore.
One of our patrons probably clocked to that a little faster than the rest, and we will get to that in our emails, because this was, in fact, a hat tip to one of our most devoted and beloved patrons.
Yes, but we can't explain that right now because we have things to get to.
Indeed, we do. We have nudes.
Do we?
We do. N-O-O-D-S, Molly.
Now that I've clicked through too, this is so clever.
This I ran into at the FYE store that I mentioned last week. Whole section of the store devoted to merchandise that said things about nudes. Specifically noodles. So like send nudes, ha ha ha, with a bowl of noodles, bowls that, you know, say things like nudes on the bowl. So but noodles are in.
Some of them say censored, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So I think noodles being a thing for sure, we've covered that multiple times, but calling them nudes, N-O-O-D-S as it with a wink and a nod.
Oh my God, this is so funny. Like, I have nothing intelligent to add except for that is hilarious.
And
like,
a thing.
Noodles have just complete and a fully a thing, and you're completely right. Oh my God. And now I sort of want to, but also don't want to search up the hashtag nudes because I'm afraid of what would happen. But that's just so funny. Nudes to go.
Yeah.
There are just like a million puns to be had here.
I put a picture from FYE yesterday in our Discord of the I Love Nudes pillow.
I mean, there's one that says, do it for the nudes. Like, this is hysterical.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed that I didn't think of this anymore, but yeah, that's or before.
I am so glad because when I saw this, I was like, this is the first time I've seen NOOD and it is kind of, you know, juvenile, but funny. but I think it might be a thing. So I'm very glad that you're back on my play on this one. Cause,
oh, 100%. Yeah. And yeah. Also, juvenile and funny is kind of my favorite thing.
it's also a thing.
You and Rich are the classy ones here. Exactly.
Well, when I did the Google search for nudes and I hit all of that stuff that I ended up using just as a link, I was like, oh, yeah, no. There's like places called nudes in Beverly Hills. That's,
I mean,
like a noodle shop.
Like hot buttered nudes. That is just such a funny. I didn't see that one on the internet. I think I just made it up, but I love it. It's like nudes and tendies. Nudes are the new tendies.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yep. That's totally it. Yeah.
Tendies are over.
So
tendies are tired and nudes are wired.
If you're using O's to spell them, everyone, please send nudes. Love to see pictures of your noodle dishes.
We are super into your hot buttered nudes. Okay. Well, hey, so listen, I hate to criticize in the middle of the show, but I wanted to point out that you started the show with the wrong song.
But well, no, I started the show with the same song we always
do.
Yeah.
That's over now though.
Oh.
There's only one song that starts every video on the internet, and it's this.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We are behind the times.
That's
you're
the
right.
one.
Yeah. Yeah, I apologize to you, to Rich, to the audience for failing to keep up with the times.
Sorry. The only song you are ever allowed to use to begin your TikTok or your Reel. Now, obviously and especially if your TikTok or your Reel involves cute animals because you've got this kind of like nostalgia vibe here.
Which, to be fair, ours does, because we are all animals, and I like to think we're all cute.
We are all cute little animals. Yeah. And for those of you who did not go to, like, kind of a stoner liberal arts college and spend a lot of time whitewater rafting with this song as your soundtrack.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
The band is Rusted Root. The song is called Send Me On My Way. If you did grow up going to college in the 90s at a stoner liberal arts school where you spent a lot of time whitewater rafting with this song as your freaking soundtrack, you will have this song in your head all day, every day. I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you. It's basically, this song is the annoying lady robot voice compatriot. It's like one or the other. Either it's that lady voice or it's this song.
Or
a lot of times it's both.
Oh, I wish we would have had this show yesterday. I did a TikTok unbagging of my mobile audio studio. I would have absolutely just put this behind it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like here, I just found like a puppy. I don't know if you can hear the computer sound, but it's a puppy. Obviously.
Yeah.
Because I went to TikTok and I clicked on Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root, which I found out in the little research that I do for the show is apparently from the Party of Five soundtrack.
No, that makes so much sense now that you say that. Of course it is. Yeah.
And that's like where everybody found it, I think.
Why are they into Party of Five again?
I mean, I can't even keep up with the kids and we do this show. But what also blew my mind is that when I searched the song, like, you know, I just clicked on the sound on TikTok. I only found 60,000 videos, but I just can't believe that because that means I've seen all 60,000 videos that have this song in them. So I think maybe like two things might be happening here. One, Party of Five is like a thing.
Maybe. I think you stumbled across that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more importantly, this freaking Rusted Root song. If anything is cute on the internet, this is the soundtrack.
This has motivated me to update my It's a Thing playlist on Apple Music. So,
oh, yeah. It's been a long time since we had a song.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the Miley Cyrus flower song, right? I think, which was like Thingarama Ding Dong.
Yeah. I got to put that one on there too. Good point.
Yeah. You really do. I mean, honestly, the only song that boots that song out of my head is this song. Like, I start with Miley Cyrus and then I end on Send Me On My Way, On My Way.
It's like the alpha and omega of songs. In fact,
Send Me On My Way.
The IAT playlist should just be those two songs now.
It probably should be. For 2023, I think it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
Send
fair.
Me On My Way. Okay, I'm done.
Well, I don't know what, maybe I'm hungry, but both my things are food related. But the second one is more financially oriented than the first, because I ran into this on The Economist. The fastest growing fast food chain in the world right now is a boba and ice cream shop out of China that's expanding across Southeast Asia called Mixue. M-I-X-U-E is okay. How it is transliterated. It is everywhere in that region, and they have big plans to keep going. Nearly 22,000 franchise stores worldwide, making it the fifth largest fast food chain in the world behind McDonald's, Subway, Starbucks, and KFC.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Seriously?
So they're the fastest growing, and they're already number five behind those big names.
That's insane. Dang. Okay, so I guess any second now we can expect it to make the jump from SEA.
Well done.
To US.
Yeah. Us. They are starting to put their first ones, you know, in Dubai, as everyone does.
Right.
And other parts of the world outside of SEA. And they already have the haters who are like, if you want real boba, you don't go there.
Perfect. That means you've made it.
Yeah.
100%. That's incredible. Oh my God. I can't wait for this to arrive. This is so good. I love a pre thing so that when it gets here, everybody can be like, oh yeah, yeah. Don't worry.
No, this is definitely like, if you're in the area with the 22,000 franchise stores, then it's just a good old fashioned thing. But yeah, I feel like if you're not, like we are not, this is laying the groundwork because it's coming.
Now I am hungry. Too. That worked.
Do you
that
think
totally
they'll
worked.
Do you think they'll try to ban Mixue if it tries to come to the US?
Oh my God. There are messages in the boba.
The boba is reprogramming your brain.
I mean, honestly, history rhymes and we have done such things before. Remember Freedom Fries?
Yeah. If you're wondering, like, wait a minute, I haven't seen it. So over the past year, they have opened stores in Korea, of course, Singapore, of course, Japan, of course, and Australia. Australia, you're in. And they have registered the trademark in Europe, the US, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan.
Oh my God, bring it.
Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. Interesting.
You know where I could see the kids grabbing one of these?
The boba, like going
the
to boba. Grab a boba.
To grab a boba.
Where?
At the mall.
Oh yeah, at the mall. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you I went to the mall yesterday?
No, but you are in fact a human thing.
So we, for some reason, I don't even know which one of us started it. I think it was Eileen. Was like, hey, do you want to go to that robot sushi restaurant called Kura? Have you heard of this? This might
no.
be. This is not a thing because robot sushi restaurants have been around forever, but we have one in our neighborhood. That's a thing in our neighborhood. You go in, you sign up on the kiosk for your table. And then from then on, the only human interaction you need to have is the person who shows you to your table. And I'm not even sure why they didn't automate that part, but it's the conveyor belt that goes by you with all the sushi. And you are charged based on putting the plates in the dispenser at your table. Mm-hmm. Each plate's the same amount. Then there's a touchscreen menu where you can order like ramen or tempura or drinks. If you order drinks, a robot brings them to you.
Wow.
It just rolls out and starts playing Pocketful of Kryptonite for some reason.
And starts playing what?
Pocketful of Kryptonite.
Really?
To alert you that it's there, and then you pick up your drinks. If you order like the hot food, it comes out on the upper deck of the conveyor belt.
Fascinating.
Anyway, honestly, I don't know. I didn't mean to start talking about the robot sushi place, but then
that's awesome, and I want it, and it should be playing the Rusted Root song, but you know, far be it for me to edit.
They should fix that. But then after we ate there, we're like, do you want to just walk around the mall? And we're like, yeah. Let's just walk around the mall. And we're like, man, the mall is hopping today. There's people here at the mall.
Huh. What do you know? Because they're a thing.
What?
People, friends, listeners, we do not plan this.
No. No, we don't. I did not go out to get robot sushi just for this. No.
But malls are a total thing.
They're so much a thing.
They're so much a thing. It's like the kids have rediscovered malls. And I guess it makes sense because of the 90s and all of that stuff. And
all the nostalgia stuff. Yeah.
All the nostalgia, but also just the post-COVID. Like, they're looking for gathering places.
Right.
They just want to be out in the world. And if they're under 21 or they're under 18, like, they do need a place to hang out. And apparently they have rediscovered the wonder of malls. And I just feel sort of bad for them because it's at the exact moment that, like, retail has sort of given up on malls.
Right.
And all the anchor stores are closing, you know, like, mm-hmm. Sears is gone. And it's sort of just this weird collection of, like, kiosks and, like, every version of a shoe store that you can imagine.
Well, and there's the interesting, like, trying to do, like, a virtual reality arcade, right? Or mm-hmm. or there was one in Glendale that's like an Instagram place. You pay $50 to go in, and it's just a bunch of places where you can take photos that, you know, so you can put them on Instagram.
Well, yeah, there's a story actually in the Financial Post about how they're doing, like, pop-up roller rinks and haunted houses, you know, because they have all this space. I mean, what's cool is that if kids are going to go, and they clearly are, and people are, like, all about malls right now, then they actually do have an opportunity because they have so much space to do all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't give up on it because, like, honestly, it's been fascinating. Like, my kid pretty regularly wants to drive out to the burbs and go to the mall.
That's wild.
I know. They're super into it. They're just, like, super into the freaking mall, which is adorable.
A secret bonding of Eileen and I that we both liked malls growing up and still get a kick out of malls, even Aww. Though people are always dismissive, like, oh, malls, bah. And so it warmed our hearts yesterday walking around to be like, wow, there's people back at the malls. They made it back. It survived. And our local mall is filled. There's no empty shops there, which is kind of amazing.
That is so great. Yeah, there's a whole report from 2021 by CBRE, the big real estate firm, noting that malls could make a comeback in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's when they started the comeback, then this is when they
execute. Yeah, this is the R back.
Yes, comeback achieved.
Yeah,
Thingorama,
ding dong. I will say though that there's a Bloomingdale's on one end of our mall, which is good. You know, it's a Bloomingdale's. Nothing spectacular about it, but it's fine. There's a Macy's on the other one, and Macy's is on the ropes. Like,
yeah,
we noticed they had, instead of a mannequin, they had a skeleton. Like one of those Halloween skeletons in the makeup department. And we're like, is that on purpose? Is that kitschy? Did they, like, run out of mannequins?
Like a little bit goth.
Yeah. Like, why?
Oh, that's not that cool. Yeah. Macy's is feeling a little bit grim. That's what I think is so interesting about this is that, mm-hmm. like, they don't seem to care that the mall can be, like, so cobwebby.
Yeah.
And grim feeling. They're just like, I don't care. It's awesome. There's, like, pretzels. And I mean, it's stuff they've never seen before. They're like, this is all new to me.
What is this? Look at all these. Kinnabon. It's pronounced Cinnabon, son.
Sbarro's.
We have a Sbarro.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my God. I'm coming to your mall.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Dude, if Orange Julius comes back, I am all in on the rewind of my life.
Seriously. Like,
all in.
I kind of love this. It's crazy that you brought it up today when yesterday we were just kind of like having the like, hey, the malls seem like they're back. Like, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so happy. Oh, that's great. LA does have good malls.
I mean, it's kind of the
your thing.
Ground zero for Valley Girl mall culture. The sad thing is the Valley Girl Mall, the Galleria in Sherman Oaks, is barely a mall anymore. It got converted into office space for the most part. There's still some shops and stuff, but it's not the grandeur that it was in its heyday.
I know, and that's a shame because it was cool.
Yeah. Well, you also are cool because you're listening to the show. That's a just like by definition thing. And the only way you could possibly add to your coolness is to send us an email, feedback@itsathing.me, like Melly did. wrote in on the Burke Bostons, Tom, Molly, and Rich, while listening to this week's episode driving home from Costco, where the glass snapware was actually less expensive than the plastic, I had to laugh a little since I've been wearing Burke Bostons for over a decade. In fact, I'm wearing them right now. I have referred to them as my winter flip-flops for years. Oh, that's genius, Melly. Good thing I'm not on the hunt for a new pair, as I'd be very upset if I couldn't get any.
You really would. I mean, talk about, like, you'd be like the maddest gatekeeper ever. I have been wearing these this whole time.
I've had these for decades. They're called winter flip-flops. I know it doesn't sound like anything like that, I'm sure.
Ooh, I'm going to go to Costco for the glass snapware.
Yeah, good hint, right?
Uh-huh. Love it. Let's see. Natalie wrote in with a recommendation and said wanted to leave a quick note for Molly in Country Baskets, It's a Thing 260. She covered menopause as being a thing and it resonated with me. And so she writes, I'm probably close to Molly in age. Yep. Cause you get it. You get it, Natalie. If you have time, by the way, she writes, watch Better Things. I can't recommend it enough. Season 4, episode 10. Listen to the Roosters. Here's a clip from the episode.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, Natalie. And she says, cheers and thanks for all you do. We enjoy the show immensely, and we will all watch the clip immediately after the show.
We'll have that link in the show notes for everybody as well.
Oh, it's about being a woman. I see. It's related. Related to the menopause thing. Awesome.
Right.
Great. Excellent. It's coming together now.
Thank you, Natalie. The excellent Kevin Sill wrote in on our intro. Hi, Rich, Molly, and Tom. This is Kevin Sill, excited shout-out patron. I feel compelled after today's episode, April 21st, to write in. The corporate mission statements have been so entertaining. And then today, when you did Western Digital, I got extra excited. I worked at Western Digital for 10-plus years as a mechanical engineer, and it reminded me I've been wanting to send in my new company's statement as a suggestion. Producer's note. That's the one we use today. Keep making things great and having tons of fun noticing all the things.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Kevin Sill doesn't mess around with employers either.
No. Yeah. No kidding.
Double shout out to you, sir.
My Windows machine backing up to my Western Digital hardware. Thanks you, Kevin Sill, for your service.
That's right. And all the things that we're doing that are hosted on Azure right this second.
Yeah, seriously.
That Charlie dude wrote in on coffee, dear TMR. Oh, I like that one. That's a new one. Oh, TMR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple and effective. Liberica coffee has been popping up in my Google feed lately. And after reading about it, I was interested in purchasing some, but couldn't find anybody that would ship it to me. As an avid coffee drinker, I would love to see other types of beans on the market. I hope this becomes a thing. Also, Wirecutter recently verified Hoka's as a thing. They did a whole write-up on them. I'm just going to interject here and say, that's hella late, but okay. Mm-hmm. And then writes, my adult kids didn't know about FYE, even though they both live a couple of miles from one.
Oh, that's funny that that you looked it up and you're like, this place is near you. Have you been there?
Yeah.
No, we're adults. Like,
no. Now they are, but they're going there this weekend.
Yeah. Also, I guess Wirecutter is late because they have to spend 6 months testing things. Is that why? I don't know.
Or maybe they just had, like talked about the shoes before, but then did a whole proper write up on like, oh my God, it's Hoka's, you guys. It's Hoka's all the way down. It's Hoka's.
Miguel has a music trend. Hey, Tom and Molly, watching Coachella has convinced me that the trend of Mexican regional music the TikTok algorithm has been feeding me for weeks might have broken into the mainstream. This week, reggaeton superstar and Coachella headliner Bad Bunny released a crossover single with Tejano group Grupo Frontera, which has been the number one song on Apple Music since it was released.
Ooh, I like it.
Miguel, claro que sí. It is very true. That is like absolutely true. You're 100% right. And Bad Bunny dominates on Apple Music. I've noticed that. Yeah,
definitely. I think I know I've heard this song. I guarantee. But I think that I had heard of Grupo Frontera too. Oh my God, how fun. I love this. That's such a good thing.
Also, and this makes me really happy because I love a reggaeton. I love Bad Bunny. So I'm very, this is exciting.
And that just sounds like a really fun crossover summer song. Mm-hmm. Summer song going song on the playlist. Summer.
There we go.
Boom. And then Jody has a very important question.
Okay.
Hey all, are pet tortoises a thing?
Huh.
I am seeing reels on Instagram showing baby tortoises doing all sorts of things. If it is a thing, I want it to be unthinged. They are wild animals and they live so long, more than most humans. That is a really fair point, Jody.
And every one of them starts with the Rusted Root song, I'm assuming.
And every one of those videos starts the exact same way. Do, 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 do.
Pet tortoises. I don't know. Huh.
I don't know. I've only seen one, and it's the one that is best friends with a little chihuahua dog, and it's the cutest thing I ever saw. Or rescues.
I bet that one, because I've even seen that one, probably spurred a lot of copycats. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's why you're seeing more, but maybe it's still a thing. So anyone want to confirm Jody's thing, feedback@itsathing.me, please do.
I'm with you. And I will say on a darker note that there is this kind of like, I follow a couple accounts that are rescue operations, like raptors, you know, like there's this woman who has an owl and she is constantly like, please don't get, you don't want an owl. Do not get an owl.
Oh my gosh, an owl. Yeah.
Like, do not get a tortoise. Like, same kind of thing, right? They live a really long time. They should not be pets. This is a rescue operation. But there are so many like popular rescue outfits that are supporting themselves on TikTok that it's giving people the idea that they also need like a lemur.
Well, and people are like, I want to do the right thing. I want to help.
Right.
Like, plays into it.
They just want one because they think it's cute, though.
Well, yeah, but it's a good rationalization because you want to play with one because it's cute, totally. Right?
You're like, I want an owl. I could be helpful.
Get a turtle. A turtle doesn't live as long as a tortoise, and and they're perfectly reasonable pets.
And they're not endangered, and all of that.
Yep.
I like the unthing. Let's unthing that.
Unthing it right now.
If yes, then no.
It's an algorithm. It's pretty simple, folks. Let's get to our shout outs. The shout outs are for the patrons at the top level. Our producer, Rich Straffolino, works tirelessly to custom create new shout outs every week. And this week, they are based on Shigeru Miyamoto quotes about the eventually canceled game Cabbage.
We are not kidding when we say he works really hard on these.
Never rests. Never rests. Every week. I start reading it as if I'm going to be like, well, this one's, you know, obvious. And then I end up saying the eventually canceled game Cabbage. And I'm like, nope. Yep, topped himself again. Here we go.
Shigeru Miyamoto. Here we go. All right. Kick us off.
For AJ Venturella and other simulation patrons we've got planned, we want Lee Price to use both the Valor trucks and Game Benjamin Forrest. While Miranda Janelle will be the major base for playing it, we want Gabrielle Cohen to download specific Louis St. Amours onto a cartridge so she can take it with her on the train to work or Joe Hood. When Jake Woods gets home, Eric Duncan can feed the Andrew Bradley data into Kevin Sill and continue playing on their television.
It's inevitable that Mike Akins will have to leave his house. To stop Morris Jones becoming neglected, Laura Abel can be used as a basket. You can put James C. Smith in his basket and take him with you, catering for his every wish. When you get home, you can release him back into his virtual world.
I think it's a sign of the success of It's a Thing that the number of patrons is risking making the underlying text less legible.
I know, exactly. When Jake Woods gets home, Eric Duncan could be the Andrew Bradley. Exactly. We're really having to like jam him into the basket here.
Lee Price to use both the Valor trucks and Game Benjamin Forrest.
I love it, though. I love it. It's, you know what? It's an economical use, though, because otherwise the shout outs would go on for a while. However,
Rich is in the Discord. These need to be dense now.
These need to be dense. Exactly. But you know what? That's why they're worth it. And we are so grateful to those of you who support us at any level, including the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing. If you do become a member of It's a Thing, you can get an ad free RSS feed and join us chat live in the Discord when we record the show at much less rotating times than it used to be. Just saying.
And then look in our show notes at our shopping page. itsathing.me/shop. You can buy some of the things we talk about through our affiliate links. That helps us out too. You can also email us your things, feedback@itsathing.me.
Send us your nudes. Talk to you next time.
N-O-O.
N-O-O. Hide, perverts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.